The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
小村到大市，啊，咸湿屋仔到咸湿中心，系 Cthulhu Chronicles。
If at any time during the show you find yourself questioning your identity, call 800-555-4400 and we'll tell you who you are. Please state your name first when calling.
Okay, here we go.
Listening to Frank Cthulhu.
John, like old time, you sing a song for Mama.
Oh, see? No, Mom, not in front of all these people.
Joe, you sing it for Mama.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they sing. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a morning. When the world seems to shine like you had too much wine, that's a morning. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Bravo, John!
Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool, just like Pasta Basil, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signora. Scusa me, but you see back in old Napoli, that's amore.
If you still kiss your girl after garlic and oil, that's amore.
That's amore.
If you call her your pet, though she's shaped like spaghetti, that's amore.
That's amore. Bells will ring.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella.
Hearts will play.
Tippy-tippy-day,
tippy-tippy-day.
Like a gay tarantella.
When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool, that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love.
You're in love.
But you know, you're not dreaming.
And you're
excuse me, but you see back in old Napoli.
That's amore.
Tutti quanti cantano, everybody sing.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming.
Signore, che vuoi? Prendilo.
Scusami, but you see
back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Signore,
that's amore.
Look out, because here it comes.
I thought I saw it coming. I just had this ringing in my ears that said, here it comes. I know I hear it. I know it's on the way. Here it comes, and I'm telling you, in this event, in that event, and in all events, certainly in this event, what is it? I think it's this, wait, in that case, in this case, and in every case, coming up. Probably one of the more serious things I ever did in my life. without my pants. So come on, everyone. You will be there, and we will be there with you when you are there. What is it?
Cthulhu Crackles.
Drool in the pasta vazool. How about that? Godfather of internet radio, me, the difficult historian, the third man, the bard of broadcasting, I'm here. Hold on to your pizza, everyone. My name is Frank Cthulhu, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. I am chronicling. This is Cthulhu Chronicles. Let's get real. This time around, YTK plus 17. Hello. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. It'd be like she never existed. What you get is what comes out of this mouth from this brain connected to this heart. My name is Frank Cthulhu. I told you that, and that's why you're here. Why else would you be anywhere? Because this is one heck of a special show. I'm not clapping for myself, applauding myself. But something came to my mind, and I'm going to express it here right now, because this is my show, and it's always been my show. I am the bard of broadcasting. But my collage in the beginning, of course, I guess paid tribute, or just, I don't know what you'd say. It just brought back remembrances of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis playing a part in my life in lots of ways. But here's the first thing I want to say, because I had planned on just doing that and telling a story, but here's why I want to say. Here's what I love about this show. And again, I am not applauding myself. I am not playing to the grandstand. I am not self-aggrandizing, okay? Aggrandizing and grizing. And doing a little Jerry Lewis there at the same time. I'm not doing that. I just want to tell you this. The great thing about this show, as compared to other radio talk shows, that's what I'm going to do, compare it to radio talk shows that are elsewhere, on brick and mortar radio out there in the mainstream, or even here on the internet, all along the talk jockeys and the scream yackers and the yak whackers and the rights and the lefts and everybody in between. Here's the difference in what happens here. And what happens there? Whatever they talk about from their point of view, from their mind, and usually, twice the usually, it's visceral. What's coming out of their mouths and what they're talking about has to do with their opinions, what they want, what they do, blah, blah. They're like this hawkers. You know. Guys with big megaphones, Vitaphones. Vitaphone was the first sound Okay, forget it. In movies, it was Vitaphone. They called it Vitaphone when sound came out. Okay, so they talk, they got opinions. Let's talk about the biggest guys, because those are the ones I want to knock down, because I am indeed an iconoclast. So there, when we talk about guys like Rush Limbaugh, let's just take Rush Limbaugh, because the guy makes millions of dollars getting on the radio and talking about things he has no experience doing. It's all theory, it's all hearsay, it's all what he thinks, it's all what, he has no experience. He might have knowledge because he's read things, but listen, Rush Limbaugh becomes a terrific, and I, when I say terrific, I don't mean that I like him or that he's great. When he does what he does, and well, if you like that kind of stuff, but it doesn't come from a background of politics. Because the guy was on radio a disc jockey. A disc jockey who found another way to go, another way to get an audience, and built upon that. There was an audience. There's an audience for anything. Don't ever use that as an excuse. Don't ever say to somebody, yeah, but look at all the people. Look at how many people listen to him. Okay, that popularity does not necessarily breed substance, you know, or does it, nor does it make the subject any more exquisite, all right, or even healthy, or even real. And we're going to get into that, too. So you got your Rush Limbaugh. Okay, now take your Glenn Beck. Okay, who has softened over the years, true and everything, but you know, he was a morning zoo guy. All right, a morning zoo man. And radio changed, and lots of these guys, and there are guys that I know, because there are guys who replace guys, there are guys who, you know, the talking heads, you see them on the news shows, and you see them, and you hear them on these radio shows, if you listen, or you do know they exist, and they're out there making tons of money doing what they do. Here, oh, you know, especially, it goes from the sublime to the ridiculous, too. If Rush Limbaugh is sublime, then, you know, Tubby McGrew over there at InfoWars, I forgot his name, I called him Tubby McGrew. Rush could go as Tubby McGrew, too, for all I know. You know, you got guys like Michael Savage who have they're a doctor, you know, he's an education, has more of an education than most of them. Not necessarily in politics, but in the other things that he talks about. So if he talks about health foods, you know that. He talks about history. He talks about the Romans. Well, you know, he's got an education. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The zoo, the morning zoo, does not provide you with an education for anything except radio and to make crazy sounds and to learn how to curse once in a way and get away with it because the FCC is still listening. And as for Rush, you know, come on, okay? So all I'm saying is if he does what he does well, then okay, fine, but he doesn't come from experience. Now, when I do this, and this is what I'm doing, I'm comparing it under these circumstances. The stuff that I talk about when it comes to pop culture, and most of it is pop culture, opinion is opinion, and I don't come on here to just give my opinion and to shout out things and say how the world should be, how you should be, what's wrong with everybody else. I don't do that. I might have opinions on certain things, and I say them now and then, but I do not, there's not the foundation of what I chronicle. Even when I have somebody else on the show, you know, we talk about it and talk through it. Okay, so the difference is that when something happens, for instance, like Jerry Lewis died, and that's, I played Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. I've done show talks about this, that, and the other thing. But the thing is, I'm going to just tell you, I'm not going to just sit here like a biographer or one of these guys who just, or gals or whatever, who just says, here's what I know about Jerry Lewis, and I'm just going to read from this thing because, you know, I didn't experience anything. I didn't grow up. Okay, you could have even grown up with him as an entertainer or as you watched movies when you were growing up or you knew him or whatever. That's not the point. My point is I could bring to the table something these other guys don't, and that is pure experience. And that's, will you hear that? What is that? Oh, it's a helicopter. I got the window open. You hear that? Right? Now, this was a conservative talk show. They're coming after me. See? They're coming to get me. That's the government. Okay. InfoWars. There's no information involved in that. No less wars. Okay, but so if I'm going to do this and I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to tell you my Jerry Lewis stories that I know, that I have learned firsthand. So that's the difference. And I think that's a big difference. Because it's not just hot air. Now, granted, it's hot air. It's not important either. But, you know, when somebody gets up and professes something because that's the way they feel and that's their show, then that's the way they feel. They're just one person. You have feelings, too. Everyone out there has feelings. And when one person stands up and starts yelling and everybody follows them because they have the same feelings, then you're talking about something I don't want to talk about. Because that's not, you know, unique and individual. And that's not even the people who are really to the right talk about with Ayn Rand. And I'm sorry, it's Ayn Rand. I don't call her Ayn. Ayn, here's Rand. Don't do it. So anyway, Jerry Lewis died at 91 years old. You would, a friend of mine, and you know him if you listen to SRN and have listened to SRN, my former partner in broadcasting, music, and many other creative ventures, Mr. Tom Savino, who is doing well right now, I'd say, had to come off, go off the air for a while with Savino Veritas. He will be back in October because he had a heart attack. And it's hard to say, you know. Now, I bring that up because I recently sent him a laundry list of all the things that Jerry Lewis, all the bad health things that Jerry Lewis experienced through his life and how he still lived to be 91. And that includes three heart attacks, one major, you know, replacement of valves and things, you know, a lot of fibrosis. You know, when you get the osises, you're older or younger. Because you can get them younger. When you get the osises, the fibrosis, the myelosis, the chymobiosis, and all the other things that can't be pronounced well, you know, you're going through a whole bunch of stuff. Plus, you have a little bit of cancer here and there, as he did, this, that, and the other thing, and you still live to be 91. I sent this to Tom. He was very pleased to know that his chances were way better. Now, we don't know that his chances are way better. We don't know anything. We don't know about my chances at all, even though I'm sitting here in total expectant health. Expectant health. I'm what's that stuff they call me? Exorant? What's the stuff that I'm asking you like you're going to yell it out? Now, yell it out, because this is a conversation. You know, when you got a cough and you got to spit up phlegm. That's not where I was going anyway with that. So I sent them all that stuff, and I happened to know that Jerry Lewis had a lot of those things. And my experience with Jerry Lewis, which was not long, was impressive in a sense. And it led to a one-to-one experience on what everybody is talking about because of Jerry Lewis, and that is the MDA telethon. Now, if we talk about telethons, I can give you a story about telethons and many people who I worked with on telethons. Great. Okay, I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this to tell you that that's what I love about this show. When something happens, I don't just come up with an opinion. I can give you opinions about Jerry Lewis that are, you know, based on things I've read and everything you could find out, too. But the actual experience of Jerry Lewis, I can tell you because I had it. I've had it. All right, enough about why I love the show and why you should love it. Point is, Jerry Lewis died at 91 years old. And I don't do tributes here. You know that also. And his name will pop up when we do the roll call to the Bone Garden with the Artist D later this year. Matter of fact, the latest this year. It's the last show of the year. So Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis had a slight reunion on the telethon. The year before that, or 2 years before that, I don't know that exact year. You know, I could find that out because I still have my YouTube up, and I think on the side is this thing. It was Frank Sinatra who worked out Jerry Dean Martin, 1976. Okay, so then it was 76. Okay, so it was later than that. I was on, this was 1980. 79 or 80, I worked the, oh yeah, it was after. Of course it was after, but I got all the inside scoop about that. See, everything everybody saw, including me in 1976, when I saw it and then it was on the news, we only got what we saw. But because I worked at the telethon and worked closely with people who were working the telethon, I learned the actual story. And if it came time for me to talk about the MDA telethon and that, I would tell you that story. But when I worked the telethon, to be introduced to Jerry Lewis, he was sitting there. Now, here's a double whammy for you, too, because Jerry was sitting there. This is before it was on the air, before it even started. Jerry was doing whatever Jerry did. They do rehearsals. They had Les Brown and his Band of Renown. Listen to this connection, okay, because I played with Les Brown and his Band of Renown later on. So if I talk about Les Brown and his Band of Renown, I could talk about literally playing with the band. Okay, now let's move on. And plus, Jerry was sitting there in this area where they were rehearsing with Les Brown and his Band of Renown. Okay, fine, fine. And Jerry was there with his son, Gary. He has a couple of sons, but his son, Gary Lewis, who, of course, later on I worked with on Classic Rock in on the old TNN, the Nashville Network, and I wrote comedy for him and stuff, and he sang stuff. Okay, fine, that's another thing. But you see what I'm saying here? Rush Limbaugh sits and talks about how bad Barack Obama was or how good some Republican is doing something. He's just talking out of a certain conjecture, and he's talking out of his own opinion and bias, and that's all you get. So there's something authentic about this. And a lot of people were talking, and I was among people who did not know or did not have any experience with Jerry Lewis, and of course people who know me and my past were saying, like, well, you know, what about Jerry Lewis? You ever meet Jerry Lewis? People always say that, you know, when they talk about whoever they're talking about in pop culture, they go, did you ever meet him? Did you ever meet her? Do you know her? Meet him? You meet her? Her? But talk with her? Been with him? What have you? I never told you. I mean, a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, you know, Glenn Campbell died, and I didn't come out and do that because that wasn't what I was doing, and I don't want to do that just to tell you that this happened to me in my life. I'm telling you this because I don't even have to tell you the Jerry Lewis story, okay? But they did ask me. I'll just give it to you briefly because I could do a whole show. I could do 2 hours talking about the telethon and meeting Jerry Lewis, okay? But I will just tell you this. They asked me, what is your memory? Because everybody's going like, what's your memory of Jerry Lewis? And of course, a lot of people, and it's perfectly okay if you just have memories of, oh, I used to love when I was a kid and he played the kid and he went, blah, 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 and I listened to him and I laughed and he watched him on TV and the Colgate Comedy Hour and all this stuff and oh my goodness, you know, and then later on, the Nutty Professor, blah, 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 blah. And they talk about what everybody talks about, what the public saw. I saw that stuff too. I'm not saying I didn't. Okay. But they ask me, and I do say yes. And what is your memory of Jerry Lewis? My memory of Jerry Lewis is of Jerry Lewis himself in the rehearsal with Les Brown and his Band of Renown. Renown. I said it wrong. Renowned. You know, somebody says renowned. You know he was renowned? You don't put a D on that, do you? He's renowned. He's a man of renown. Les Brown and his Band of Renown in between songs that they were rehearsing. Jerry came over to the side where his family was sitting. Gary and, I don't know the other kids' names, to be honest with you. And I am honest with you. And Jerry was introduced. I forgot who introduced us. It might have been Ed McMahon. It's a whole nother story. Someone introduced Wolfman and I to Jerry Lewis because we were going to be on Wolfman was going to be on and I was working with the people because he was going to be on that, the telethon. Here and there throughout the telethon. Okay, so when Wolfman was introduced to Jerry Lewis after he did the song with Les Brown, his Band of Renown, Jerry Lewis fell to the floor. And he didn't fall. Falling insinuates that it was a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. He did it on purpose. He dropped, let's just say he dropped to the floor. Everybody, he dropped to the floor. Let's just say he dropped to the floor. He dropped to the floor you know, palms down like he was going to do push-ups. And on the floor was his poodle. He had a poodle. His wife was there. His first and only wife. No, it's not first and only. His first wife. This is way back, right? Because we're talking late 70s and maybe the beginning of the 80s. So he dropped to the floor, to this position, and his poodle was there. And he began. Now remember, we're just being introduced. Hello, this is, Wolfman Jack and his, Mars or whoever they introduced me, or is Frank with me. And he dropped to the floor and he started tongue kissing his poodle. Now let me get this to you again. Jerry Lewis, who at the time, I don't know his age at the time, drops to the floor when we are introduced to him, drops to the floor and begins to make out with his poodle, making sounds like Jerry does when he's playing that nutty thing, that creature, right? And I remember looking at Wolf. Wolf looked at me. Jerry eventually got up. We stood there. We didn't know what to do. We were standing there, and Jerry gets up. He says, "Oh, you know, hello to Jack. Hello, whatever you are, whoever." You just like paying so little attention, being as rude as you possibly can in a funny way. See, that's what's great about comedy sometimes, or being stupid and acting stupid and funny. It can mask your rudeness. And he would get away with murder because he could do that. And everyone would go, "That's Jerry," whatever. But I thought it was funny. But I thought it was funny that he did it. But I thought it was like, I don't know. I mean, you know, why do you do that? Even do that after you shake hands and say hello, you know? But no, it's don't. That was the way I felt at the time. I don't, you know, so, but it's like, what an impression to have. That's the impression. And I can't get that out of my mind after that happens. Having seen him in movies and shows, having seen the worst of him, and in my opinion, if I want my, there was a lot of bad stuff, you know, and then there was a lot of genius. If you want to use the word genius, I don't want to use the word genius. Let's not go legend, no genius. There was some funny, funny stuff that could only be attributed to Jerry Lewis, which makes him some kind of an original, right? Okay, so after that, it was always a little different. And through my experience talking to other people who worked on those telethons over and over again, year after year, you don't hear. But I didn't expect them to be anybody to be perfect. And by that time, I was well aware, and I could do a whole show on this too, that you got to be careful when you meet people who you admire, who inspire you one way or another, because you're meeting the human, and the human is not the person you admire, love, cherish, follow, support, you know, share, or whatever. So anyway, that's it. That's my impression of Jerry Lewis. But there's no doubt about the fact that Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin, in the history of show business, were dynamic. That's a good word for them. Like them or not like them, dynamic. And a phenomena, when you talk about phenomena, because these are two guys that did not start together when they were younger, or they didn't together, they didn't do a very bad tour as a team. They didn't want to be a team. They didn't try to be a team. You know, it just struck. And those kind of things, that's magic. And that's what makes icons. Those crazy things that come together in life. And that doesn't just mean, you know, somebody of celebrity and money. And I've talked too about a wonderful book that was written about them. And I can't find this book anymore. I guess there's not a lot of copies out. I loaned it to someone and never got it back. It's called Everybody Loves Somebody, Especially Themselves. And it's the story of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis through the writer is Arthur Marx, Groucho Marx's son, who was a writer and all his life. He wrote books and things and stuff. Okay, Arthur Marx. who has now passed also. So, I don't know, maybe you go to Amazon, you go to eBay, you go to Amazon, you go to eBay, or whatever as you go to get these things or look around, you can get it. But anyway, I thought I'd play the scene. I don't know what movie that might have been, but the very famous Dean Martin, who on his own is an entirely different, what a story these people are separately in terms of show business. I don't know if the things that go on in show business could go on anymore the way these two were. It's exceptional. It's worth reading because partnerships and even relationships such as they had are not very common. And yet perhaps they're more common than I think. I don't know. It's a very strange thing. But eventually, as always, they end in separation. And that's just the way life handles these kind of things. My name is Frank Cotullo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. I'm the man who brings to the table experience, maybe not wisdom all the time, and certainly not the strength of an opinion. And I'm not trying to gather my flock and sell you a T-shirt or bring you through the shears. I will bring in the shears, whatever the shears may be. Listen to this. Listen to this. Next week, and hopefully the week after that and the week after that, going into September, we're going to have some guests. And this is my second drum roll solo show in a row. And I know a lot of you like this. And I thank all of the people who wrote to me and gave me, I hate to use the word praise, people who just liked our show on Generations last week, because, as usual, I never rehearse, but I'm always prepared. And that turned out way better than I could have prepared it if I rehearsed it. What? What did I just say? I mean, if I'd have planned it, it would never work as well as it does. None of this does. So there. Next week, I promised you this for a couple of months, if not maybe almost a year. I don't remember the last time she was on this show. Heather Drane. And speaking of movies and pop culture, the underground was never lighted as beautifully as when Heather Drane decided to cover it. And she will be here. We'll be talking about everything from Godzilla to Bela Lugosi, to anyone, you know, so many little things that make up pop culture. And Heather sure knows her stuff. Mondo Heather is the name of her website, I believe, is Mondo Heather. Go there or be square. That didn't work. Be there or be square. Is that it? Is that the one? I forgot. I should know that. And it's funny, too, because, and I mean funny, laughable funny. Because what I'm going to talk about tonight, today, this afternoon, this morning, you fill in whichever one fits for you, because this show is on all sorts of places and time, including twice a day on True Talk Radio, weekdays. And you can get the archives. If you didn't hear that Generations show, go to fake drum roll there, where it's archived. JuicedTalk.com. And while you're there, you can hear some of Savino Veritas shows of the past, as I told you. We hope that comes back in October, which is just around the corner, right? Labor Day's coming. And you can hear the Fabulous D, who has about 10 shows. I mean, doesn't it? D has like 10 shows. I don't know. And Velvet Steel. Who else is on there? Whatever. Go. I don't know if Mac Danger's on there. I don't know. Everything else you know about, and I have to tell you again and again and again, but we're going to go into this show and talk about Here Lies the Truth. I was pretty happy with that headline. CotulloChronicles.blogspot.com is where you find out what's happening on the show coming up vis-a-vis the show. So we'll have something there about Heather. I'm still on Facebook. The kids, and this is a recent study. I know I read it somewhere, and it's not fake, phony. I'm tired of the word fake. It's not phony. It's not misrepresentation, made up fiction, or whatever. Older When I say older, I just say, let's go, let's do the generation thing, you know? Baby boomers are very present, right? Are highly exposed on Facebook. And they, you know, they picked up on Facebook. And so have, you know, commercial places and people doing commercial things. This is why I went there from the beginning, way long ago before all this stuff started, when there were all the different social media sites. But the kids, the millennials are leaving. They're just going, which is leaving. The younger people are going to Snapchatting and Instagram chatting and chat grabbing and stack macking and kick and punch and poke. Oh no, you can poke on Facebook. You're not there. All these places and social media, all these other places. And it fits into what we were talking about last week because, you know, the younger generation doesn't want to hang out where the two generations behind it hangs out. So there's not even, let's see, what would be their, wow. I guess just millennials, everyone else, as far as millennials are concerned, just doesn't cut it. So Facebook, losing many, many, many people, and it doesn't get paid by the person, but of course that does have a significant importance. If it's important, it's significant, is it? Significance to the financial foundation. No, it's not the foundation. I will correct myself as I speak, whether I'm on the radio, not on the radio, wherever. When I think, do you know when I think, I correct myself? And I'm not going to ask you to excuse me, but it was great having guests on here because I'm correcting myself and thinking through all the things I'm thinking through. And the very presence of my subconscious, which creeps through the saloon doors, that is the separation between my conscious and subconscious. And, boy, I wish Freud was around. I would just love to talk to Freud about my saloon doors. Because it would just be so great. I'd have to, like, wave off that cigar smoke. But I'd be used to that anyway because of my dad. Hey, speaking of which, it's coming up shortly. I don't mean now, coming up shortly in the next couple of days, another episode, I don't even call it an episode, another column of Rocket Science. This is my newest thing. And it's different from the other things. Things, pieces, other blogs, whatever you want to call them. Different. And that's at fourculture.com. The latest one's usually in the right-hand corner of the page, which is fourculture.com, when it comes out the end of, I think, the last Monday or second Monday before the end of the month. So that'll be on there too. Why did I think of that? I don't know. Oh, because of my father. I just mentioned my father, but anyway. I don't even know why I mentioned that under those circumstances, but I did. All right. So, rocket science. Where was I before that? Of making sounds. We're going to have a lot of other guests, as I said, through. We're going to have some of the Charles Dennis. Hey, tomorrow or this weekend, the latest version, not version. Okay, this is episode. The latest episode of At Will At Large at the Foo Dog Productions YouTube site. I don't know if this is chapter 5 or 6 or what have you. What you need to do with these things, I don't know. Maybe you don't. Here's what I don't understand about the continuation in series, how things continue and don't really end. Little parts of the story ends and then there's more, but you have to watch the next one. That's not why people binge. People binge on things like Breaking Bad because it has a story. Each episode has a story, but the characters carry on and it really encourages you to watch the next episode. So you don't know what's happening. If you just go, there used to be a time there's a series. Let's say the Lone Ranger, because it's just a stupid example, but it's simple. The Lone Ranger and Tonto. You could have watched I'm talking about the TV series, which a lot, when many of you people don't know, because it was the 50s early television. Let's say the Lone Ranger, you watch it and it's in its second season. Okay. So you turn on the Lone Ranger. There's a guy with a mask. He's got a Native American, an Indian pal, and there's bad guys, and the Lone Ranger's got a white horse, and Tonto, his trusty companion, they go together and they fight crime. Now, you don't necessarily know that that the Lone Ranger, because he got a mask, so you know he's hiding his identity, whatever that original identity may be. And you know that Tonto doesn't have a tribe, either that or he left his tribe and his family behind, and he's just out there with this guy, the Lone Ranger. But you could go to episode 72. I don't know if how many episodes there were. Let's not even say there were 72 episodes, and don't look it up, or look it up if you want later, an international movie database or whatever. Let's say number 14, because you know he's on more than one season. So it's 14, episode 14. You could look at that, and you don't have to know the origin. You don't have to know what happened in the previous episode, because it's basic, and the characters are pretty obvious. You don't have to know the origin. You don't have to know why he put on the mask. Where he got Tonto? Did they grow up together? Why doesn't Tonto have a mask? Right? Right? Why he's called the Lone Ranger and not Fred? Fred? Why is that? You don't know. You don't ask those questions. You accept the situation and you watch it and you go, hey, that's a good show. I like the Lone Ranger. I'm going to watch it again next week. You don't say to yourself, oh my goodness, I've got to go back to season one and start at the beginning and watch the Lone Ranger because I don't get what's going on. You don't have to do that. You do have to do that with Breaking Bad. I cut that to the chase because when I heard it was going off the air, they said it's going to be one big 1 hour or 2 hour special. And I went, good, I'll watch the end and that's it. You know, I like to watch the end of Mad Men when it went on for 13 years. I don't know, whatever. Watch the end, wrap it up, get it out of here. I know I don't have time to do this every week and I don't have to remember what goes on, but I think that a lot of people who watch these series, so At Will At Large doesn't even come out every week. It's separated. If you want to, way I suggest what you do is you wait for like, you know, a couple of episodes. Like now, there's enough episodes where you could start from the beginning and get up to snuff. You could probably do that on a weekly basis or do it on a daily basis. So however much time you have, I don't know how much time you have to do these things. I don't have time. So I watch a little here, a little there, I figure it out, and that's that. And of course, I could always bring to the table the fact that I could ask the creator, not the creator, as in the movie Noah, when he's talking about God and they call him the creator, I'm talking about Charles Dennis. And I could call him up, or we could talk to him, I could say, hey Charles, hey, I never call him Charlie, never ever call him Charlie. He doesn't call himself Charlie, I don't call him Charlie. I'm just that way. But At Will At Large, another part is coming to the surface. To the surface. It's coming to YouTube. Food Dog Productions. You'll want to go and see that. Now I'm almost 45 minutes into this show. I haven't done one thing related to, although there were some insinuations, but I always have insinuations, to the core of this, and that is all the misinformation. Now, I have done something that relates to it, and that is when they talk about the talk radio people. The talk radio people, when they're talking about the news, all right? The talk people talk, and they have a slant. They obviously, the news is slanted. Sometimes it's false because they throw in editorial. They're not strict news people. They don't just tell you the who, what, where, when, and why. They tell you the who, what, where, when, and why, and here's what I think. And when they say, here's what I think, it covers the who, what, where, when, and why. So you get a tainted, colored, tainted is colored, stained, let's just say stained version of the news because their opinion is included. And it becomes visceral because they have to. Because they're acting in a way anyway, right? They're acting. They don't say that. They consider themselves crusaders. Excuse me, I got to take a little sip of water and coffee. There's a little coffee left. You have coffee? Remember, you have to have three beverages. You don't have to. You should. I only have two because I ran out of grease ball oil face. What's it called? The Canadian stuff you drink. A wonderful. Wow. I just totally lost it. Black as death. Wait, is it strong as death? Black as death, strong as night. No, black as night, strong as death. And not, and bitter as a grasshopper's leg. You have to go back to a lot of these shows. You don't have to binge. I don't even understand people who binge. But then again, I'm in my place and my time of my life and not in yours or theirs. Right? So what am I supposed to do? Let's move on. I said there were some things that go on in that went on that have something to do with what I was going to talk about. And this does have to do with the internet. This has to do with Facebook, too. I mentioned Facebook in a sense. Because what you read, and you know, I tell you, long before this fake news thing became so popular as to have hundreds of websites, we're going to go to some of them to talk, to read, what are people reading? What are they believing? How are they believing it? Long before that, when we fooled around and we had the weekly world news people on this show, talked about the parodies and the funniness and who believes what. But long before that, we were talking about all that stuff, and we would tell you about things on the internet that were, you know, not true or what have you. But that stuff just, you know, where parody ends and the sense of reality begins, that's a line I don't think you should cross. I don't cross it, and I don't think people should. But there are people who believe it. And, you know, when things make money, they get activity. They get an audience. Okay? And that's how things make money. So the InfoWars, and you know, you got to be, and I don't think there's anything wrong with saying if you're listening to InfoWars, you're not just laughing. If you're listening and you're getting upset, if you're listening and thinking, oh my goodness, this guy's got an inside view of the world and what's really happening, then you should see a doctor, a psychiatrist or something, okay, someone you should see. Because you shouldn't let this stuff affect your health. You shouldn't let this stuff affect your lifestyle. It should not. And especially if you're not going to do anything about it. If you're just going to be a talking head yourself, stop it. You're hurting yourself. That's who you're hurting. Yourself. You don't want to do that, do you? No. So, here's the deal. The deal is that what I'm going to do, what I've found is any number of websites, and we're going to go over, I'll go over through some of them, because there are tons of them. You should know them, and you might have heard some of them because they've made the news over the past, since the election in America. I say that because this is a global show, okay? There's no exceptionalism here. Although I did mention that it is exceptional. This show is exceptional because of me. I said that. So this is Cotolo Chronicles exceptionism. Exceptionalism. Ay, ay, ay. I'm so sick to death of everyone. Oh, who am I? My name is Frank Cotolo, a man whose name adorns the title of the show. And I have my problems just like they have their problems, only I admit it. I'm going to go on to my, what is it anyway? I guess I'll go on to my Foxfire. And I'm going to search, not on YouTube, I'm going to search for some. You don't do first? Oh, no, I don't want to do, no. I'm going to search for some websites that are specifically designed and are giving you news. You tell me what you believe. You don't have to tell me. You can just say it out loud where you're sitting or standing or what you're listening or if you're in bed with your rectangle. Okay? Whatever it might be going on, you tell me what you believe. Oh, yeah, that's again. I'm trying to organize my desk here. I had a couple of pieces of paper. Where do I do it and then still use my keyboard? Right here. Thank you. All right, so what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to go to first to one. Now, there are different kinds of websites. There are ones that, you know, when you lose the letters on your keyboard keys. Then what? You have to know where to find them. There are some that you've heard in the news and some that are noted for giving dirt with unreliable sources. There are other ones where they're just blatantly, stories are blatantly made up. Okay? And this one shocked me, though. I'm going to go here first. Let me close that little thing there. Okay, fine. I'm going to go here first. Because a number, maybe it was last year, I don't know when it was, but Hulk Hogan got a tremendous amount of money, or supposedly, I don't know if you ever collected it or what have you, from a website called Gawker. And the guys who created Gawker did these real down and dirty stories. Now remember, the national, the ones, there are very commercial publications and even commercial websites that give the news, they're as angled and as stained as you get the news from, you know, the talk show guys and the people with their opinions. Only they tell you. So they say, this is my opinion. You know that. You don't, and people go to these websites where they find stories they want to believe and they want to hear, but whatever, you know. So Gawker was supposed to, and I figured it was gone because when I heard about this Hulk Hogan case, I figured, like, well, you know, how does a website pay $125 million or whatever it is he sued them, and then he won for defamation of character, which is a hard thing to prove, by the way, and I'm not even a legal person, and I don't legalize on TV. I'm a legal person, and I don't legalize on TV. But here, Gawker, I find out, is still, you go to Gawker.com, and it's still there. And I don't understand this. Oh, wait a second. Now I understand it. I went to Gawker and I was redirected to another place called Defamer, which is probably the same guy, but Gawker is down. If you go to Gawker now, it says Gawker.com is shutting down today, Monday, 22nd August, 2016. Hey, that's amazing how it just so happens we're near that date. Isn't that fascinating how that happened? Total coincidence. It's a miracle. That's what happens in life, okay? 13 years after it began and 2 days before the end of my 40s, a guy who wrote it. And ghosts, it still says Gawker.com. You go there and it says letters from our exes, the ghosts of Gawker past. So they still have things. Gawker, and it says Gawker.com will cease operations today. I asked former editors of the site to help us send it off. Thanks for reading, commenting, and tipping. Long live Gawker. And then they have stories that were famous stories. They just don't have the story that got them into so much trouble. So Gawker was knocked out based on one celebrity's lawsuit based on something. But these, you know, if there were enough lawsuits, if people could afford it, imagine the ones that would sue. Imagine, well, I said, I'm going to go to one called, I found a lot of these. I'm not going to go to the regular ones. You know InfoWars. You know Breitbart. Although Breitbart is more stained than it is fake. Let's go to, what am I going to? Online news? Onlinenews.com. Oh, no. I don't know why it's so hard to find, .com, onlinenews.com. Now this one here, where is it? No, online new, online, geez, if I don't even spell it right. onlinenews. Jeez. You know what came up? The 404 thing. No, the thing that said, hey, you want this? You want to buy this? Online news. Okay, now I spelled it correctly. And it should go to the site because there is a site. I was there, unless that's already been closed and knocked down because it's got sued. I don't know. Yeah, online news. Here we go. WN to online news. Here's one. When this is quoted, and you see the stuff quoted a lot, there are little links to these various, I'm sure, fake news sites. What is this? It's in another, wow, this is, what is this? Related sites, onlinenews.com. Here, what is this? It went to an, oh gosh, it went to something that looked like, this looks dangerous, I'm getting out of here. That looked like it was a, that looked like it was a jihad thing here. WN Online News. Wow, that was weird. That was a weird site. Here's the WN.com. It says online news. Now, the legitimacy of some of these, and it says AAJ TAC Live TV. I don't know what this is all about. This is the same thing, and I don't like it. No, I'm getting out of here. I don't like this. This looks really weird. This is not where I went last time. And I don't like, I better head. Let's go to Now Buzz. Let's get out of this thing quick in case it's going to the, right to the dark web and getting all my information. That was frightening. Here, nowbuzz.com. I don't know what that is, AAJ. I don't know. Come on, get out of here. Look at all this place. I don't understand how that worked. Okay. Oh, now I don't, as I said, I don't know the, let's just see what you would believe or what have you based on what they write in these things. And we'll just move along. It's not always, remember, it's not always political. This says, here's the Now Buzz. I don't know what NowBuzz.com, Now Entertainment. I don't know. Now Buzz. The latest from the Now Buzz staff. Who are they? What do they do? Are they, Do they corrupt the English language as lots of writers on the interweb do? I don't know. September 1st, 2014. What is this? I don't understand this either. This is the latest? What is this? Wow. I saw this advertised and they don't even have 2017. Wow. Social media? What is this? Well, maybe a lot of this latest buzz. So look at this. Now Buzz. Completely garbage. Cute baby elephant alert. What is this? The kid really doesn't want his mom to have another baby. I don't know what this is all about. Now this man found an ancient underground city beneath his home. Okay. Well, we're going to leave Now Buzz. You have so many of them? Yeah. Okay, let's go to this one here. This one's called Standard News. standardnews.com. I guess you have to put .com, even though you don't have to do the HPPPPPP, don't you, right? Yeah. .com. What are we doing? We're coming up to the top of the hour. I get one of these things at least before. I had no idea that. Maybe the FURTA was going to do this, and they all shut down there. Here we go. Standard News. It says, setting a new standard in news. Setting a new standard in news. Now look at these politics, news, and news. This is recent. Let's see if there are dates on this. Okay, here's one. And of course, it's Trump threatens government shutdown. Okay, that's correct. That happened. Attack on Barcelona. We know that happened. Alt-right leaders speak out following death of protester. I don't know if that was, I don't even know if that's real. Oh, look at this. 9/11 movie trailer starring Charlie Sheen faces backlash. 9/11 movie trailer? Is there a movie being made about that? I don't know. I'm going to find one that, do you believe that? How about this? Here, $12 toilet paper emblazoned on Trump tweets sells out on Amazon. Now, are there really? See, when you read this stuff, and this is what happens. People read the news and they tend to think that, well, if it's printed and it's there on this news site, it must be true. Years ago, I told you, and I'm going back to what I said before, when I referred to the fabulous play called, what's it called? the Neil Simon play, second part of his trilogy about his Mississippi Blues. Is it Mississippi Blues? No, it's another place in, Blues, something Blues. Some town, some city in the city, Blues. And that when he was talking about being a writer and something, he said he learned something. I've talked about this, time and time again, but it really relates to this. And this is, as I said, way before anybody called fake news said, hey, it's fake news. You know, and that became popular to say that. And then before these places existed on the interweb. Well, there were a lot of blogs then too. People must have believed that were fake too, but okay. And that is this, and people think, and that if someone takes the time to write something down, or someone takes the time to publish something or make it public at all, then it must be true. That's a very dangerous thing to think, and yet it's so true. Writers have to be very careful what they write, although they shouldn't pander to readers or to trends or what have you. They should be very honest about what they're doing, but they have to understand and not be surprised if indeed people start taking stuff seriously or believing things, even in fiction, because it's amazing how people, and this has always been the case. Okay, go back to the Dead Sea Scrolls. Go back to the Bible itself. If it was written down, so those apostles knew, and the people before that, who did the first version, I mean, the book one, Bible, book one, okay, they knew. If it's written down, and it's here, people are going to believe it. They're going to know that something's going on. Very, very important to remember, especially today, when you look through this this stuff, because, wow, is this stuff crazy, isn't it? It is. Now, here's what's going to happen, because we're going to do for the whole second. You can hear that, can't you? Well, I don't know. Maybe you can. If you could, here's what's going to happen. We're going to take a short break because it's the top of the hour. My name is Frank Atollman. His name adorns the title of the show. And then what's going to happen is we're going to take a little break so you can run and get your beverage, get up. You're going to come back when we talk about and go to a lot more of these links and warn you, look out. Warning, Dr. Smith, warning. There's some stuff here you shouldn't believe, shouldn't trust, or at least if you want to read it, research. We'll be back. Stay with us. gotta hear more stuff like this in your life. You gotta add more stuff like this into your life. This is the Village Stompers. Oh, wow. What a tale. You'd never know the name of this song unless you know it. I know I'm right because I'm right. Yeah. It's a famous song, although it wasn't originated on record by that group, the Village Stompers. It's called Midnight in Moscow. Isn't that right? You wouldn't think that a song called Midnight in Moscow would be this jazzy thing, but it's a brilliant little piece. I don't know much about it. I would find out about it, but I wouldn't find out about it on any of these fake sites. My name is Frank Cotolo, man. His name adorns the title of the show. Through the, and I'm on you next week. If you're listening and that week has passed or it's all over, then, you know, what can I tell you? He goes, what is that? The 24th? Well, no, it's next week is September already or is there one more? I don't know. Maybe there's one more week to August. What is today? I don't know. I'm completely lost at this moment. Heather Drain will be found there too. I also have other things I've got to get in touch with, like Dr. Waldor. I've got to get in touch with Dr. Waldor. And doggone it, why did I wait a whole summer? He's going to go back to school there at Villanova and I'm not going to be able to get him on the show. But he'll be back, and some other people, that we've had on, especially from last, some Charles, Dennis, actors. We didn't have enough time. We're going to have separately on. We haven't had, we were talking and group, or what, in conversation in, what's that called? What's that called? I don't know. It's a group. It's a seminar. No, it's whatever they do it. So we will have, we're going to have a bunch of guests. So more people are coming in and coming on and it'll be wonderful. So, stay with us throughout our lives because that's very precious. And go listen to the other shows at archivesjuicedtalk.com. Now, I did that while I was, where was I going? I was at a website. Let's get rid of these guys. No, let's just leave that there in case. 9/11 movie trailer. You know, I haven't even heard of this. I'm going to hit this and see what, there's a picture. There's a photo on it. It says, what does it say? It says advertisement. What does that mean? Why does it say advertisement? Look at this, a trailer for the action disaster drama film 9/11 was released last week to the shock of many Americans. All right, okay, and there's a trailer from YouTube, so maybe it's true. What is this? What year is this? It doesn't have a date on this story. But there are tweets here. I'm going to go see this. Okay. It says that to the shock of many Americans, the movie is set to premiere on September 8th and stars Charlie Sheen. Why is this? What, now, come on. Would we have heard this? It says 2017. Why is this not on any other site anywhere, or did I just miss it? Okay, so who has Charlie Sheen, who has publicly theorized about American government involvement in the terrorist attack on the Twin Towers. The film's release poster reads, "The world watched it. They lived it." Alongside the pictures of co-stars Charlie Sheen and Whoopi Goldberg, the actors play fictional characters trapped in the towers, yet 9/11 will not use computer-generated imagery to show Sheen and company's made-for-the-big-screen escape. Actual footage will be used. And I heard nothing about this. Is it true? I don't know. Let's go back. I don't know why there's controversy because I didn't know Charlie Sheen, but there's one of those things, right? I forgot what they're called. The people who 9/11 felt 9/11 was fake. Not fake, but it was a setup. It was an inside job. Holy Christmas. Attack on Barcelona. $12 toilet paper emblazoned with Trump tweets sells out at Amazon. Did that happen? Video, here, soldier salutes funeral procession in pouring rain. Photo goes viral. Don't remember that at all. Here, Houston Energy Attorney launches surprise primary challenge to Ted Cruz. Is that true? This isn't even that wild. This is, CDC awards $12 million to help states fight opioid overdose epidemic? I don't know. Standard News, California Governor Jerry Brown and Michael Bloomberg launch America's Pledge. I don't know if that's true. Anyway, in order to, even though some of this looks incredibly true, and remember, that's the whole idea with perpetrating a stained news website. I'm calling it stained news, okay? That's done by making it look really real. Really real? Did I just say that? What a horrible thing for a writer to, I'm telling you, my mind is elsewhere. And yet I'm here because I love you. I had to search for the energy and the truth to say that. So, is that, you know, the website's going to have, it could even be, you know, a real news item, and it's stuffed in there or a lot of, you know, fake things in order to get a point across. I don't know, to make people believe things or just to get hits so that the people who run the site can make money. Now, so if you keep reading this down here, wait, the dangers of human trafficking can happen to anyone. That could be, you know, if we read it, we're not going to. How do we know that's true? What they have in there. Can Manufacturers Institute? I did it like it was a question. Can Manufacturers Institute tells Trump? No. Can Manufacturers Institute tells Trump administration no tariffs needed for aluminum used to make beverage can? I don't know. But it says Standard News. Let me hit the thing that just says Standard News. And then look at the About Us. Does this have a thing that says About Us? You know, where is this stuff? Where is this? Here, About Us. Oh, I got to go all the way down because it's skipped. Come on. Holy Christmas. You know when you do that and then it pops up because, oh, About Us. Did I get the About Us? Oy, oy, oy. Can I get this? It's not even completely loaded. I think I'm completely loaded. Here we go. About Us. How do you get to the bottom? Come on. Unbelievable. How long is this thing? I'm going to cry that I can't get there. Look at all the stories. You can go down and down and more. How far back does this thing go? About Us. I just want the About Us. Because somewhere there when they describe themselves, oh, Christmas, look at this. It should be on the top, not on the bottom. It's wasting my time. Okay, let's just forget about it. You know, because look, I can't hit it. Oh, there, I just saw two of those living beetles. I can't do this. All right, let's go to another one. It's just a waste. Let's go to this one called, what is this one called? That was Standard News. Let me cross that out there. We're not going to go. Well, we might later on go to InfoWars, see what's happening. Gawker. Let's go to this thing called Defamer, which is the one that I was originally led to find. Defamer. Oh, come on with my typing. Famer. Dot. Let's see what I said. Com. If we go to this one. That's what, Al Jazeera. That's what I was trying to think. I think that might have been Al Jazeera, the one that was supposed to be online news. I don't know. I'm going to defamer.com. It says server not found. I don't know how that's possible. Because yesterday I went there. It sent me there from Gawker. So I can't do that. So let's go to one called latest.com. Server not found. Huh? Otherwise, I'm just going to have to go to Breitbart. They're all on Breitbart. If you go to Breitbart, by the way, on the side, there are these little boxes, sidebars, and little boxes that have headlines, and they'll take you to all the crazy ones. That's why, you know, you look at Breitbart and you go, why do they lead you to these places? Right? How about this? Latest.com. Boy, find this. Let's see. Let's see if this exists. I don't know why this stuff isn't working. Latest.com is going to go there? Yes. Here we go. Latest.com. Now, do they have an about you? Or are they going to take... This is another one. All the way to the bottom. It's going to take a billion years to get... Unbelievable. That's why they do this. About. Oh, I just hit about. I got it. Boy, it was like... About. Welcome to latest.com. And this is not an ad. I'm not endorsing them or anything. I'm just, you know, we're just looking through this. Latest brings, listen to there. This is what they say. Latest.com brings underreported and local news to a national and global audience to drive the day's conversation beyond the narrow scope of mainstream outlets. Now, right away, you know, that what they're saying is that we're going to give you something extra. I don't know where they're going to find it. I don't know how they have the money to get the talented staff to go out and find her if they just make it up. I just know it's suspect right there because they're saying mainstream doesn't give you the whole story. Now, granted, mainstream may miss some points here and there or what have you, and they're covering a lot of stuff. But this is saying it brings you to this, highlighting the far-reaching issues of importance along with the completely absurd. Latest delivers all the day's headlines in a succinct and affable format to a diverse audience of newsreaders craving reporting that both informs and stimulates. You know, that's a very interesting way of putting it all. Because they're literally saying, they are saying, if you're going to stimulate somebody with a news item, you're not just doing who, what, where, when, and why, right? Right? And that's pretty much what you're supposed to do. Our writers are a varied crew of experienced reporters and columnists based on the East Coast, West Coast, and in Canada who have been published in some of the largest news outlets in the country with a unique passion for the truth and a collective disapproval of the status quo. Right there, you know. They're swaying. They're saying those guys aren't doing, see? So you know that something's going to be slanted and stained here. We strive to offer our readers informative stories. I'm going to hit varied crew. Which is a strange way of putting the put. Here are the people. And these are not, as I look at them right now, these are not, long-time experienced people. They can't be. Look at Igor Derish, the managing editor. He's the managing editor. This is not a guy with a lot of experience, even though he's been featured in the Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, Boston Herald, Baltimore Sun, and AOL News. His work has been criticized in even more publications. It has been criticized in more. Tamar Auber is an editor at Latest, and she's been in 15 publications. You can catch her work in other places here. J.S. Space. A Media Globe. Look at all these places. Carrier, I guess that's how you say, is a graduate from the University of Toronto. The kid looks 15. How could you be a noted journalist? Eric is a history buff, technology enthusiast, social liberal, and a fiscal conservative. Social liberal and a fiscal conservative. All right, these are the people who's now this guy this is who you're reading. Peter Van Buren is a great name, right? Because Van Buren was a president of the United States, wasn't he? I think so. He blew the whistle on the State Department waste during Iraqi Reconstruction in his first book, We Meant Well: How I Helped Lose the Battle for the Hearts and Minds of the Iraqi People. I don't know what that means at all. I don't know. And then there's plenty of advertisements around. Trending today from latest.com. What Michael Jordan's ex-wife looks like today left us with no. No. That's the end of the headline. White-haired baby shocks doctors before they find out something. There's something to hold there. 14-time lotto winner, do this one trick before buying. I don't know. This is trending today. Malia Obama's new car is disgusting. Oh, there's nothing involved. No editorial there. Barron Trump's leaked IQ shocks the nation. You know about this stuff? Trending today. And then I have it all again. I'm repeating. And then what? Top stories in the past 24 hours. How about this one? Roger Stone warns bloodshed would be inevitable if Trump is impeached. How about this? The best eclipse ever. I guess they're talking about some of the... Kellyanne Conway blasts Hillary Clinton for failing to make history and making excuses. Now, my just saying that the way I'm saying it is not fair. Because I am reading it as if there must be a stain on the story. But I just think there is a stain on the story because of everything they just told me and about them and who's writing it and what this is all about. I just don't know. Diabetes industry is corrupt for hiding this, and it's a video about baking soda. But all this, these are wild times, but there have always been wild times, so leave me alone. Let's find another one. Catchlatest.com. Trend Chaser? I'm going to go here now. Here we go again. Trend Chaser. These are safe sites, by the way, according to Mozilla. Because, you know, they have that lock with the line through it if it's not a safe site. That's a brand new thing. I don't know what I mean by new. I haven't seen that. It started maybe last year, huh? Trendsetter.com. Let's see what this says. Here's Trendsetter. Oh, it's Trend Chaser. I got the wrong. Oh. Trendsetter Electronics. Trend, what is this? Trend Chaser. Okay. Trendchaser.com. Here we go. Now, Trendchaser.com. What is this? Behind the scenes with TV's most relatable family, Roseanne. That's their big headline. If indeed this is, there's no dates. No, this doesn't have any date on it. Let me make this the entire screen. Nothing. It's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's on Bing, they're all on everything. And once again, they have this format where they have little boxes underneath the picture, and that's the headline, and then the picture. Dirty secrets that California's wine country doesn't want you to know. Now that's from another, trend hacks. Trend Chaser category hacks. Here's an amazing category, called amazing. These are some of the most disruptive people in history. So I don't know why this is a trend chase. That's not a trend. Behind the bow tie, facts you don't know about Bill Nye, celebrity. Ooh, they're probably after Bill Nye, the science guy, if they're trying to get people. Because you know why? The people who read this stuff for the news are searching for stuff. They're searching for things. It's just the way the Sheets, the National Enquirer, and those kind of places, the Daily Mirror, just the way those rags, and we call them rags, because I think that news, because sheet paper came from linen or sheets, and that's why it became rags. But people, just the way, like the National Enquirer, and there's still a bunch of those, the Daily Mirror, there's, you know, that really sometimes take something that's half true, and just stretch it out so that you could read other things about it that they have sources they don't tell you. I'm not saying they should. They can have unidentified sources. Sauces. I go to an Italian restaurant that is unidentified. Sauces, excuse me. But that's a little dinner coming up. So they have the things that they put in there that strays you to think. It's not just the who, what, when, and why, is what I'm saying. Here's a picture of, what budget? These are movies most expensive? I don't know. Classic movie lines that weren't in the script? I don't know. I don't know how this stuff can be verified. But there's so much of this. How do you, on this? So this Trend Chaser, it doesn't have a lot to do with politics or what have you. But you can't trust this. Here's one about British. Remember infant Charlie? British infant Charlie Card has passed away. Now, I don't know what's on there. 7/28/17. Here's the weekly roundup. Let's go. Weekly roundup. Some of the things they're putting on here. Happy Friday, folks. This is from a date, the 28th of July this year. Happy Friday, folks. Hope everyone has been enjoying the summer. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the Trend Chaser weekly roundup. Forrest Gump fans are in luck. We have a new article about the film. Okay, that doesn't. Did you know that Shirley Temple's hairstyle always had exactly 56 curls? Now, come on. I don't know. And I mean, even whether you care or not, this happens to be very celebrity oriented, apparently. Time for a quiz. We may have to go because I thought a lot of this stuff was his latest. I thought a lot of this stuff was, it's all questionable. All right. It's all, suspect is the word I'm looking for. Let's look for Breitbart. I hope you're writing these down though, because you'll know which ones, you should take it easy when you go to or take it easy. If I go to Breitbart now, and I do go to Breitbart now next. I want to know what their angle is. See, I don't go to Breitbart for news. I go for how these guys look at the news. See what I'm saying? Texas governor declares disaster area in advance of Category 3 hurricane. Well, you know, that's true. Okay, here's news. Big deal. It is a big deal. Ingraham for Ward against Flake by Michelle Moons. I don't know, but I'm looking at stuff on the side here. Because, you know, they're short stories. And this is why, look, they appeal to people who don't want to read a lot either. Because the stories aren't that long, so they're not, even if they stray a bit in editorial content, there's not a lot of words there. Because the people who read this stuff, their audience, are not voracious readers. Not just of the news, they're just not voracious readers. They don't stop and say, you know, I'm not going to watch that Kevin James comedy tonight because I'm really into this Jane Austen book. You know, they don't. And I really want to find out what happens. They're not going reading the classics instead of watching television. No, they want to stop on the plate. Quick, easy, bingo, get out of there. They don't want to get involved. So therefore, Breitbart and a lot of these places, what they do is they smash a picture that gets your attention, have a big, sometimes a really big headline that gets you, and then the story's like really small because you don't have to read the whole thing. But it does appeal to certain people. Now the people who don't like the New York Times, who are a lot of the people who go to Breitbart, you know, the Breitbart people don't go to the New York Times. Why? They're so long, the stories are so long, there's so much to read, and it's all tainted. So they say like, the excuse they don't go there, even if they're going to disagree with the story or whatever it is, because the stories are too long, because there's words they don't know. What does that say? That's a certain kind of person. That's a certain group. It's a certain demographic. See? So they know what they're doing. Look at this. Wife wine. Is there a wife wine? Wife wine. Dog, the bounty hunter's ex-wife is unrecognizable. My snoring solution. I guess that's an ad, huh? These are Now Buzz Me. Now Buzz Me is the name of that site. Throne free games online. Now look at this. Look at all these other most popular stories. Poll. 85% say freedom of speech more important than not offending others. Now that, now hello, it's not fake news, but it's stained news. Anyone get this call this stained news, okay? I don't want you saying fake anymore. On any side of anybody who's putting these things out, you know, they don't have to. The people who put these sites together and tell you they have all these wonderful writers and stuff like that, they don't have to pass any tests. They don't have to be accredited. They don't have, right? They don't. They're just like, I'm a journalist and I'm going to write here. Exclusive, Palin endorses Tarkanian against Heller in Nevada state race, Senate race. Why would you care about that? If you did, you'd read it, and then what would happen? You would find out what? How are you going to verify that? Barcelona mastermind was supposed to be deported, but judge blocked it. Okay, now here's one that obviously is stained because it's got their opinion to it. You see, this is what I'm saying, the difference between stained news and real news. Doo-doo. Real news. And there comes some very important mail. And I don't think it's important at all. You know, there's somebody who just doesn't care that I'm on the air. Like, and that would be Notting Hill Carnival. Police warn of acid attacks and leftist thugs. Let me look at this one here. Because this is a story that obviously is saying something that even though there are facts here, Notting Hill in England, it's a carnival. Police warn of acid attacks and leftist thugs. Okay? By Liam Deacon. Now I'm going to hit the Liam Deacon link after I read you some of this. And you see what? London police have warned residents to prepare for acid attacks and an inflow of opportunist thugs using the Grenfell fire tragedy as a pretext for trouble at this year's Notting Hill Carnival. Good sentence, put together well, okay, grammatically correct as I read first, okay, but it's automatically telling you there's a bias. It's stained. Those are facts that use keywords to say these anarchists, these lefties, these, all right, and it it helps the foundation of the editorial slant. Performers in Europe's largest street festival have been urged to carry by London police. I don't even know if there's, there may be a, let's look and see if there's a quote or something. Okay. Have been urged to carry modified water bottles to treat acid attacks after a massive surge in gang-related attacks using the corrosive liquid in recent months. Did we hear anything about this? Did anyone read about this anywhere else? You know, this is another thing. If you read one story one place and you don't see that story anywhere else, even if it's slanted or stained another way, then it's suspect. On Tuesday, according to the Metropolitan Force, said in a statement, and there are links all over the place, they had made more than 290 arrests and recovered 190 knives and 18 firearms in operations aimed at ensuring that those who intend to cause trouble at Carnival are prohibited from doing so, unquote. Now, there's a tweet here, but we, as we know, it says Met Police UK, at Met Police UK. Remember, anyone can start an account. If you do this all the way and you back it up with your own, you know, you get a lie or you get a stain and you back it up with more stains. So how do we know? Prior to hashtag Notting Hill Carnival, we're disrupting gang crime, drug rises. All right. So it's, and it's a short story. More stories about this, that, and the other thing. We recommend Life. Here's some more. Livesty. What is this? Oh, this doesn't even have a, this doesn't even have a link. Oh, yeah, the link is not on the headline. Ted's Woodworking. Here's Now Buzz again. News Ravel. Okay, I'm going to go to News Ravel. Let's go to News Ravel. New Ravel. Not even news. A guy. Here's the headline on New Ravel. Two words. N-E-W-R-A-V-E-L. New Ravel. Here's the headlines. A headline. Top one. Big picture, huge picture, and, oh boy, there's an image from YouTube Evan K, whatever that means. Here goes. A guy flew his drone over this strange hole in a lake, and the footage left him floored. All I can tell you is go to New Ravel, and you'll see there's a guy let his, what did he do? He let his drone over a strange hole in a lake. When a man in California flew his drone over a nearby lake, he was astonished by what he saw. Looking through the drone's camera, it seemed as though he was staring deep into a black hole. Then he slowly descended for a closer look. He almost lost control. That's the story? That's it? And then it's, oh, next page. Share on Facebook. You just want to grab. Okay. Here's what he said. Oh, my goodness. David B. captured these astonishing images over Napa Valley's, Napa County's largest lake, Lake Berryessa. Berryessa. I don't even know how to pronounce that. I used to live in California. The county is a sunny region best known for its amazing vineyards and beautiful views. Not, however, for portholes into other dimensions. Okay, listen to this. New Ravel is a site, a news site, I don't know whether they pay for their space on Breitbart. From Breitbart, which is now, of course, a high-profile conservative, which means it's not who, what, where, when, and why. It's who, what, where, when, and why, based on the visceral feelings of the editors. Okay. There's a link there to this place called New Ravel. New Ravel has a story here about a lake, Lake Berryessa, which I don't even know if it exists. It would take research to find that out. That a guy, it has pictures, which obviously photos now can be so easily stained and tainted, that, right? It has a portal to another dimension in this lake in the California vineyard area, Napa Valley. Now, do you think that if there was a portal to another dimension in a lake anywhere on the face of the earth, that it would make all the headlines? I do. So while piloting his drone 1,000 feet up in the air over the surface of the lake, David couldn't have dreamed of capturing footage like this. Next page keeps going because there's plenty of advertisements and stuff. Here's more footage. The water was rushing down a pitch black hole that had opened in the middle of the lake surface. Indeed. Indeed. So a journalist stops and writes, indeed, uses the word, what ho? Why does he just say, what ho? Indeed. And look, what is this? It was swirling away like someone had pulled out a giant bath plug and almost 2 million gallons of water were leaving the lake every minute. But where was it going? All of that water. We read on. Click another page. All the clicks. Because that's how they're somehow getting paid. Per click. Or whatever. They're advertisers. David lowered his drone closer and closer to the roaring mouth of the hole. Then suddenly his drone started to wobble and shake. Dragged off course. Fortunately then, he is an experienced pilot. And he knew exactly what he was doing. Next page. Now, remember I told you about World Weekly News, which we love. We love. We're big fans of World Weekly News. But they are the kings and queens of parody. They understand what they're doing. If people believe it, it's fine. But it's so outrageous that it's funny and it actually can compete with, you know, humor. It is humor. Here's a quote from this guy. When I lowered the drone into the glory hole, quote unquote, inner quote unquote, it became unstable and almost crashed into the side. He explained. Right there, you know, something's wrong. The guy's not even using the correct words for proper who, what, where, when journalism. He therefore quickly guessed that the rush of draining water was creating a vacuum. This was making the drone unstable as he flew closer to it, though. So he struggled with the... I know I'm reading it like this, but come on. Listen to these... Listen to how it's written. So he struggled with the controls to correct the drone's flight path. Finally, he was able to pull his drone out and out of a potentially disastrous collision course. Next page. Click again. And there are pictures. There's photos. They're obviously stained. They're wrong. This is not happening. It says image via AOL. If he had failed, David would have found what remained of his drone some 2,000 feet away in Poutah Creek. Lake Berryessa isn't. It's worth noting a natural lake at all. It's the 7th largest man-made lake in California, having been filled in the 50s. Following the completion of the Monticello Dam. Next page. Do I have to go any further with this story? Now the story, no, come on, new ravel. This new ravel, I'm now, you want to say any other stories? Do you want me to look at it? No, next page, no. It goes, no, forget it. I don't know if they're making money on that, then fine. But remember that the very integrity of Breitbart, because all of these sites, I got all of these sites from links to Breitbart. Now I'm gonna, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go somewhere else, and that is this, and I've told you this before, so we're gonna talk about it again here, and that is this particular website, which takes you to other places. And I've told you about this because before It's News Incorporated has a website with all sorts of stories on it. And I did, I think, a whole show on it here and there, whatever. And they used to run this show, which is fine with me because anyone can do that. So it didn't matter what your editorial slant may be or what have you. But here's the latest, and this is 24th of August. Y2K plus 17 here, the top 10 evening edition. These stories are monstrous. These stories are being sent out in email and all the time. You could write one. They'll even let you write one. I should write one, but I don't have the time. And they don't pay. You know, I don't have the time to be doing that. I'm doing other stuff that's important to me. Okay, that's fine. But what I'm saying to you is this. Before the news, contributor John Rawls, National Security Cover-Up, Missteps, Miscalculations. This is Stained News at its best. Before It's News is a website, you can go there.com. But I'm telling you, this stuff is outrageous. And these people have been around for a long time. And the people who are reading and writing this, I don't know. I don't know anything about these people or what have you. But here is a story recognizing... They don't even say, oh God, don't even start looking for like spelling and grammar mistakes, because that alone, I don't know how people proofread anymore, but here's one called Emigrate While You Still Can. Oh, that's an ad. Oh yeah, you don't know what's real and what's ad. That's another thing. This is a by Janet Levy. What does this say, Janet Levy? American thinker. Before It's News, national security cover-ups, missteps, miscalculations. Here's the news. The Muslim Brotherhood has penetrated every one of our national security agencies, in duding, not including, in duding, unless that, well, maybe, okay, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, the C and the L came together, including our intelligence agencies, according to retired Navy Admiral James Ace Lyons, Ace, in quotes, James Ace Lyons, Navy Admiral. Now you read that and you're not going to stop right there and go look and see if there really is a guy named James Ace Lyons, former commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. If you're not going to find him, there's no information on him, and you're not going to get anything about this guy anywhere, because let's face it, the interweb has everything. Whether it's Wikipedia, Wikidukia, whatever you got, you could find out somewhere. Okay, so that's according to him. And there could be, even if it is a guy like that. And look at this. As I'm talking to you, what comes out? A pop-up Tic Tac ad. An ad for Tic Tac. Listen, it just came up. How do I turn it off? Look what just happened.
My name's Lewin Chalkley, and I'm one of the owners of Look Mum No Hands, which is a bicycle cafe.
Listen to this! I don't even know where did this happen?
5.5 years ago in 2010, because...
Something pops up and starts talking to me, and I haven't even read the thing. Now here's... I gotta stop it!
Watch the Tour de France.
This is nuts!
Beer and eat good food. So we opened this place, and we were very
lucky. What place? Who is this? This is unbelievable, isn't it? And I can't even find a way to stop it. I'm trying to read this. This is wild.
There's loads of brilliant things there.
You know what we should do? We should play Midnight in Moscow over it. That's what we'll show this guy. We'll show this website. Here. There you go. Shut him up. You shut up. If you got the stained news, you're listening to junk. Junk news, huh? Is he still talking? He's still talking. Look. And I don't even know how to shut him up.
You've got places like Tayabs, Lahore, and My Hot Tip, which is Lahore Express.
What? And this, now I want to tell you something about this is not short. This is very long. So apparently there are young... All right, and I shut him up because I couldn't stand it. I had to stop it. I had to stop that. Look at this thing came, a free ebook. That's what this must have been. It popped up another gosh darn, wow. All right, let's go to another story. But you see what I'm saying? In the story, right away, they're telling you, here, beware, exposed. The surprising global agenda that is taking place. And it's not what you think. I don't know what I think, but there's that. Okay. Fire and Fury by Frank Hill, Family Security Matters. Quote, they will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. Has any American president before President Trump ever issued such a direct and descriptive terms to a foreign adversary? Or has every other president turned the other cheek when the, click here to read, Russia deploys nuclear capable bomber. Okay, this is their news. Ready? Russia deploys nuclear capable bombers near Korea. All right, I'm going to hit this now and hope another, here it is. Here's another one before the news. Here's pictures of these great big TU-95 bombers. So there's a picture. I'm supposed to believe it because there's a picture. And here you go, Tyler Durden, of Zero Hedge, whatever the hell that might be, tells us, with the U.S. periodically sending the occasional sortie of B-1 bombers accompanied by South Korean fighters over the Korean Peninsula to simulate what a very fast war with Pyongyang would look like, the airspace over the biggest geopolitical hotspot of the world today just got a little hotter after Russia deployed nuclear-capable strategic bombers over the Pacific Ocean, the Sea of Japan, the Yellow Sea, and the East China Sea. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, sound like, you know, I'm singing like Walter Winchell. Well, ladies and gentlemen, and all the ships at sea, kids and every kids and kids of all ages. So this is no, and this goes on and on. Here's a quote. Let's get the first quote. Russia's defense ministry? No, that's not a quote. Here's a quote. We got a quote here. It's got a quote. Here's a quote. The bombers were refueled in midair during the mission. The ministry of Russia's defense ministry told this guy, according to TASS, the news agency TASS has reported that. Now, there's a don't. We don't even know if they're telling the truth, because that's the Russians. We don't know if they're telling the truth. This guy's picking that up. Why? Why is this even news on one particular site before it's news? So before they get it, at all the major news places that have all the money and all the connections and all the journalists, okay, you see what I'm saying? People are reading this and going, oh, I read that and it's gotta be true. Look at this. And they have incredible Tablua feed, sponsored links, sponsored. She was gorgeous in the 80s, but what does she look like now? It's incredible. I'm just taking you to these places that has, you know, little trivial facts. Some are not right or some are right. Let's go back now. I'm not going to go over that nuclear-capable bombers story. There must be something else here. Okay, where are we? Let's go back to my before this news. CIA document states Russian soldiers were turned to stone after alien attack. Now, when I tell you that the World Weekly News does these alien, a lot of these alien stories and stuff like that, you know, aliens have met all the presidents. I don't know if they went to Trump yet, but then, you know, and they even have an alien that had a love affair with Hillary Clinton. Okay, all right, but it's so absurd that it can't be believed, and it's parody at its best. But this is coming out and saying this is news. CIA document states this person wound up on an internet site, writing on an internet site about CIA documents that said Russian soldiers were turned to stone after alien attack. He's the only one. This is before it's news. Before you read it anywhere else, you're not going to read it anywhere else. Links by Ivan. Ancient code according to a declassified CIA report, a troop of Russian soldiers who managed to shoot down a UFO were turned into stone by surviving aliens. The declassified report is available at the official website of the CIA. Yep. The guy writes the news and he goes, yep. He uses the word yep to begin a sentence. And it's not an excerpt from an upcoming James Cameron movie. Stock market, horrific. Hindenburg omen. Hindenburg. Not Hindenburg, because they don't know how to spell the state news. This is another Hindenburg. Remember the Hindenburg? That was a giant blimp. The Hindenburg. Well, why look it up? Maybe they've been saying Hindenburg all their lives, because they don't know how to say Hindenburg, because they don't even know who it's named after. Over and over again, you're getting these links that you get from Breitbart, probably paid for. Now, I've even gone to talk jockeys where the radio shows probably do this kind of stuff. I know a lot of them must do it, because there's got to be guys there who are talking heads, gals too. Here it is. Get free before it's news headlines for your blog or website. Yeah, that's right. Why do I subscribe to this? And I do. I get it. I've been getting it. If they want to run this show, that's fine. They can, because they used to have a radio station. I don't even know if they have a radio station anymore. I haven't checked it out. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Okay. But here's my point. My point is they can do that. Doesn't matter to me. And what people listen to it or read doesn't matter to me. But this is now, viral. There are so many sites. Standard News. I gave you News Buzz, Online News. Gawker's Gone, of course. Before It's News. That's this. And the famous InfoWars, latest.com trend chaser. If you go to Breitbart and go through the stories, or just go to the pages that have the stories. You don't want to read them, even though they're short and tainted. You can go there, and you'll see all the links. It'll have the little thing on the side, a little sidebar, and say, go here, you know. Maybe, I wonder if they have a number of the View web version. I'm going to go to the web version of Before It's News and see if they have links to other places. Wow, this is every day people are writing this stuff, or they're not. Maybe it's a couple of people using fake names. I don't know. The Hindenburg is in, that gets great because that's in the Hindenburg is in the copy of that story, but it says Hindenburg, Omen, Hindenburg, misspelled. They're not looking at their, I mean, everybody can have, even in print, everyone deserves the right to have a couple of typos here and there, okay? But, you know, come on. When you're doing a story like this, hey, Illuminati, ready to trigger World War III. The Illuminati, we don't even know they exist, but they say they exist. If you believe they exist, this is the story for you. If you believe something and you don't have evidence, then fine, that's the way you go. But are you wasting your life? I think you're wasting your life. Trigger World War II in videos. It's got videos. Look out. That's John Rawls again. This guy every day. I don't know how this guy lives. John Rawls is the contributor. How does he do it? Every day another a cataclysmic story that tops the cataclysmic story he did 10 minutes ago. Get free before it's news. Yeah, that's right. So they have web version, and that's it. View web version. All right. That's Illuminati. Oh, my goodness. And what? Is there any more? Okay, let's see if there's more. Just giving you an idea of... I don't even know what would happen. Let's do this. We're going to do something here. Let's go to Google and just put in fake news sites. I wonder if they literally fake news sites. Look at this. Fake news sites. So you can find out which Pontifax guide to fake news websites and what they peddle. All right. Now I've given you incredible information. There are lists. Okay. CBS News has the DC Gazette fake news sites. Okay. That's a story. Websites that post fake and satirical stories at factcheck.org. Here's a list on Wikipedia. Oh, wait. I know that's here. Let's just go to this Wikipedia thing. And that too should be suspect. Never use it as a total source. I've told you that before. This is a list of fake news sites. These, and you can go to Wikipedia and get this and read them. It's a fake news websites deliberately publish hoaxes and disinformation. Okay. Here are some of them. Are you ready? I'm just going to read them all. Oh, look at this. Wait a second. There's one that says abcnews.com.co, owned by Paul Horner, mimics the URL design and logo of ABC News. So there, look what they're doing. American News. American News published a false story, claiming actor Denzel Washington endorsed Donald Trump. Okay. Before It's News. We know that. We've been through that all. Okay. Biz Standard News. Okay. So I told you about Standard News, but it's Biz Standard News. Stories have been mistaken for real news, then shared and cited as real news. Bloomberg.ma. Watch the dots. Okay. Bloomberg is, for all due purposes, a legitimate website, news service, okay? Whether you think they're left or right or middle doesn't matter. It's legitimate. But somebody comes up with Bloomberg.ma. And so somebody goes there and doesn't have the, you know, all the facts. As in, you don't have all the facts. You're not going to these outside news sources that are these sources. Supposed pseudo-news sources designed to imitate Bloomberg.com. You have to be very careful, right? Was used to issue a false report announcing that Twitter had received a USD $31 billion takeover offer. Hey, the Boston Tribune, starting in February 2016, this website, outright hoaxes, quickly became popular with its reader. CNN-trending.com imitated CNN, okay? Conservative 101, falsely claimed that the White House fired Kellyanne Conway and others. They're just giving you stuff. They're just saying. They're just saying. You could do it too. And if you can make money doing it, I don't know how, obviously by clicks or by getting people to advertise, then fine. How about this? Denver Guardian, owned by Justin Kohler. This has, wait a second. There's no, I'm going to just click on this one. The Denver Guardian was a fake news website known for a popular untrue story about Hillary Clinton. Oh, this is the famous, this is the story entitled FBI Agent Suspected in Hillary Email Leaks Found Dead in the Past. Okay, so you see, some of them are gone. Some of them come up just to broadcast and publish and post or whatever you want to call that thing. They just to post that fake stuff, and then they disappear. Gossip Mill Mazanis. Mazansi? Fake news website using WordPress. Targeting South African affairs. Ooh, Gummy Post. Fake news website that has published claims about President Obama issuing a full pardon for convicted rapper C. Murder. InfoWars. InfoWars is on here listed as fake news. Stained news. Here's what it says here. This is the Alex. I couldn't remember Alex Jones's name. That little thing. That big gook. Did I say gook? Gook is a slander for Orientals. I don't mean that. I would never do that. I love Orientals. You know that. I wrote The Complete and Unabridged History of Japan. And I know that all wisdom and human intelligence comes from the Orient. Ah. Quote me on that in your fake news story. Alec has previously claimed that millions of people have voted illegally in the 2016 presidential election, that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax. Remember that? That made national news. Okay? Yeah, it made national news that this idiot did that to get clicks and sell t-shirts and glasses and medicine and pills. Who knows what? The Boston Marathon bombing was a hoax. A Democratic Party was hosting a child sex slave ring out of a pizza restaurant. Then that went on with InfoWars. Hi, KMT 11 News. I'm running out of time. I'm sorry. I just am running out of time. We're moving along here. Let me just mention to everybody that we got to go soon. We got to get out of here. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man, his name adorns the title of the show. I want you to get to where? Get to go to Amazon, buy my books, do everything you got to do, go to the website, do all the stuff that has to happen. And then we'll be back when we can. Heather Drain next week. Hopefully all that goes correct, goes smoothly, and it'll be happening, and then she'll be here, and everything else will be going on. And go to all the places. Look me up. I'm real. I am absolutely real, and I'll be here. I promise you. If I can be here, I will be here next week, Heather Drain, and more stuff will be going on. I could have went on another 2 hours with all this stuff, you know? Well, I didn't start for a while. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, rip up that list. That's right, my name is Frank Cotolo. Man, his name adorns the title of the show. Thank you very much for listening. Whether you're listening, we're always live. We're always listening live or lifelike. I'm here. There's no edits. There's no reevaluation of anything that was said or done. And there's no censoring. And it's just the way it goes with that. So we'll see you next time, hopefully. In the meantime, we'll be reading and writing fcotolo@yahoo.com or see me on Facebook or at Frank Cotolo on Twitter. Yeah, I'm all those places also. Good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you may be located. And all of you go out and buy License to Skill on Amazon to find out why I do that. In the meantime, in between time, there was plenty to talk about. But right now, I have nothing more to say.